Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live from the default location, default route on Memorex. Live on Memorex. I'm doing it. I'm freaking doing it. Mr. Scale told me 215.4 this morning. 215.4 this morning. Granted, yesterday it told me 216. And I only dropped 0.6 pounds. I only dropped 0.6 pounds. That's from Jeffrey's point of view. Only 0.6 pounds in a day. To put that 215.4 in context, 2 weeks ago, Thursday, at this same weigh-in time schedule, I was 220 something. So I lost 5 pounds in 2 weeks, which, you know, most people would find great. I find expected, probably doesn't even meet expectations. Definitely doesn't meet expectations, but actually it does, considering, you know, I have to take into account my actual behavior and not my mental wherewithal of the way things should go. Not what I intend. I can't even say expect. You know what? If I was just to really lock down and focus and go to DEFCON 1 and get it done, which I'm not doing. Which I'm definitely not doing. I'm definitely have a discipline. I'm definitely aware of everything I eat and what I do and my exercise. But I'm not killing myself. I'm definitely not killing myself. But yesterday, again, I believe I turned a corner. Again, I have to go back to pointing out the fact that I'm doing all this and not without any external stimulants, such as nicotine or, you know, weight loss stuff, whatever. Not even weight loss stuff is a factor, but, you know, just I'm losing this weight. I'm doing this thing on without any external stimulus or stuff, especially the nicotine. The nicotine. I cannot underemphasize. I cannot overemphasize the point how I feel having gotten over that hump, having quit smoking nicotine, and regaining control of my appetite or my eating habits. And I'll say it again and again and again. I got to keep saying this. There was a point where I would sit there and could not stop eating. I knew I was eating to the point where my stomach was full. I knew I was probably going to get sick. I knew my stomach wasn't going to be able to handle it. I knew I was getting like almost not faint or pass out. But I knew that if I kept eating and I went and laid down, more than likely, I would enter that pass out area, the area where I could pass out, because I've done it before. I know what I did to do it, and I know what causes it, or I believe I do anyway. And it was a time I could not stop, even knowing all that, even being aware of all that, even having passed out and busted my teeth up and did all this and did all that, I still continued to eat, and I couldn't stop. But yesterday, and ever since then, ever since this new, I guess, run, my newly acquired level of metabolism or vibration or whatever you want to call it, I'm able to forego that overeating and that crave for stimulation. Like last night, I didn't get back out of bed. I could have got up back out of bed and got some chips or something just to do it. Not a lot. Even though the night before, I got up to get just not a lot. And I think I got a lot. I had the Wheat Thins and the Townhouse Pita Chips. Pita Crisps or whatever they call them. And I kind of probably ate too much. Then I had something to drink. You know. But yesterday, Yesterday, I didn't even eat a meal. Yesterday, I did not even eat a regular full meal. I woke up, I had my half sausage, half Italian sausage, and a quarter cup of grits. And I got to work, because it was in-office day. And for whatever reason, one thing I can't not do, one thing I still gotta fight it, but it doesn't. That pub mix in the morning. Because I just ate at 10:30, right? I ate at 10:30. And I about 10:15, whatever. Then I leave, I drive to work. As soon as I get to work, I eat again. And that's like 11:30 or so. I get that pub mix and my sparkling lemonade to come out of a fountain. And I eat that, I guess for the salt or whatever, the crunch. And it's just so good. It is so good. Well, I get my, you know, stuff set up because I like to get there early. You know, I'm at my desk, sitting there setting up my computer early because our laptops travel with us. Everything's done on laptop. Desktops are going away. Even people who are at the job, every now and then they say they have a desktop. And I guess some of them still do. But most of us have laptops that we take everywhere with us. And then when we get to the office, we just plug in. Boom, and it works. Take it home. Boom, and it works. And technically, I can do the same thing at work. With the laptop I got, it's good enough, powerful enough to where I can do everything on that. Just come home, dock it. It'll connect to external monitors. It'll connect to external keyboard. And I wouldn't even know the difference. I wouldn't even know the difference between that and a desktop. And it would travel with me. And I wouldn't have separate hookups. I wouldn't have separate memory. I wouldn't have like separate peripherals. They'd all be the same. So, you know, I can do it that way. But I don't know. I like the idea of a desktop. You know, I just like the idea of having a desktop, the ports or whatever. Ethernet connection, I don't know. I just like the idea of having a desktop. I'm not fully out of that mode yet. But once I get set up there and I'm eating my, you know, pub mix and drinking that sparkling lemonade, it's so good. It comes out of a fountain because when you work for the second largest law firm on the planet, there are perks. There are perks. And you should see our kitchen. My God. Hell, you should go to New York. See New York's kitchen. That daggone office was completely impressive. And it's a practice office. So that means the lawyers are working in there. And, you know, some of these people are making millions of dollars a year. You know, so it ain't going to be shabby where they at. Where I work at here, it's two buildings. There's a practice office and there's a technology center. I work in the technology center. So there's no lawyers. It's just technology people and like staff and stuff. So it's not quite as fancy as the practice office, but for what I'm used to and, you know, what I tend to prefer is well more than enough. So we got like fountain drinks, I mean, quality stuff. And after I had my pub mix and my sparkling, from the fountain lemonade, because we got Coke products, Coca-Cola products, and there's a Sprite, there's cans of Sprite, there's Coke. You know how that goes. The colas, the cola wars, I guess, Pepsi versus Coke, and you're a Coke place or you're a Pepsi place, blah, 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 blah. So after I had that, I think, you know, I'll go through the day. I had a bottle. We have these bottles of carbonated water in every conference room, there's refrigerators in every conference room. I mean, it's just the place, it's just one of those places. You know, you got refrigerators in the conference room, utensils. You know, every conference room is set up with, you know, latest, first class, what is it, latest technology, conference rooms, and connections, and Zoom, and Crest desktops. And it's just, you know, the wire is just top notch, just completely top notch. So in the in our meetings, weekly meetings, there's a refrigerator in there. And I grabbed my carbonated water. I went to get mine. Everybody was like, hey, Jeff, yep, give me one. And, you know, everybody else got theirs, and people come in with their chips and stuff. Because they'd be having chips and, you know, candy out there. You know, salty snacks and sweet snacks. And because it's the second largest law firm on the planet, the salty snacks are those kind of ones that look like they might be not good for you. But they give you the idea, you know, because the coloring and the branding and whatever, and the way, you know, they say is this, bake this, and the way they feel and look, and it just makes you feel like they're better for you. You know, you feel like it's less salt or made better. You're thinking it's no fructose. You're thinking, you know, all that stuff. Because it's like, they're salty snacks, but they're like salty snacks at the next level. And then, so later that day I had, you know what they had? You know what them bastards had? One time they had pistachios upstairs on the fifth floor. They had like a whole big tub of pistachios. You just reach in there, get you a cup full. And the pistachios was already shelled. I'm like, oh my God, how you gonna give me pistachios that's already shelled? The shelling part, the work in doing the shelling part, you know, at least helps a little bit. But if you could just grab a handful of pistachios, nuts, and just put them in your mouth and just chew them up, hell, what's to stop me from eating a whole barrel? So one time they had those and I got those. My supervisor said, hey, they got pistachios upstairs on the fifth floor. I went up there, sure enough. But this time I got, what did I get? Oh yeah, they had corn nuts. Like a little medium-sized bag. Not like a small bag, not like a single-serving small bag. But like the next bag up, but not the big bag. You know, like the medium-sized bag, but not a small bag. Yeah, bag of those, and it was a lot. It was enough to make me think, wow, okay. It was enough to make me feel I got my fill. You know, it wasn't a small bag. It was enough to make me, at the end, I was like, I gotta finish this. It was enough, but it wasn't a big bag. And I got some potato chips with some kind of crisps, you know, in that fancier, kind of healthy looking packaging to make you think it's better than, you know, and they don't taste greasy, they taste baked. You know, you get the crunch and you get the salt. And I had that. Now, I'm not sure if I had another glass of sparkling cider, but I had that, and that's all I had. I didn't have any food at the office. I didn't get a sandwich. There was no free food there. You know, there was no food laying around. I didn't find any food laying around, you know, from a meeting or anything. So that's all I had. And then when I got home, all I had was hot air, popcorn. I had half a cup of kernels, hot air popped, put a lot of butter on it, put lemon pepper on it, and I put some potassium chloride salt on it, my new salt substitute on it. I don't know why I did that, just to give it a little whatever. And I had a couple pieces of cheese. Actually, I think I had 4 pieces of cheese. I think I went back and got more cheese. Cheese was good. Had some Gouda that's been in there for like probably too long, but I ate it anyway. And some extra sharp cheddar that also probably been in there for a long time. I froze when I went back home and unfroze it. And, you know, but it hit. It hit with that popcorn sitting there. Had enough butter on there where my hands got greasy. It was good. It was working for me. It was working for me. And so that happened. And then I went to bed. I didn't really have a full meal. I didn't have like meat or this or that. I just, you know, I got a call coming in from 310. It got me distracted. It didn't get blocked by spam. It's for 310. So that might be somebody. They'll leave a voicemail. We'll see. So I went to bed without even eating a full meal or even a half meal. You know, my usual something to put in my stomach It makes me go, ugh. Well, the popcorn got me there. To be honest, the popcorn got me there. And the popcorn got me there. You know, I got my stomach to where I felt right and I felt good. And the cheese and the Kool-Aid. So I'm sitting there, I felt good. That's all I had. I didn't have any meat or potatoes. Or no, you know, no, nothing. A substantial meal. Went to bed, said 217.4. When I got on the scale before I ate that, after I got off work, it said 215.4. After I ate that stuff, and right before I went to sleep, the scale said 217.4. And then when I woke up this morning, it was 215.4, which I'm fairly happy about. I'm fairly happy about. Like I said, to put that in context, 2 weeks ago, I was 220-something. 5 pounds in 2 weeks. The mortal person, a mortal man would be ecstatic and happy about it. For me, it's expected. And it doesn't meet expectations. But I'm happy with it. So I'm out here now. And my expectation again, I'm out here now at 215.4. If I can lose or drop my normal 2.6, normally I can drop 2.8 on a real sunny day, hot day, you know, sweating shit. So it was really hot and I was sweating and I walked the last few times. I lost like 4 pounds, 3.5, 4 pounds from sweat or whatever. I don't know if my body is carrying that much water right now because of, you know, my better eating habit. Maybe I haven't stored up a lot of water to drop that kind of weight. Or I'm just, you know, in a better, tighter starting point to be able to lose that. But I'm thinking if I lose 2.6, I'll be 212 something. And that would be an accomplishment. That would make me very, very, very happy. I would be excited about that. If I go down to 212 something on a Thursday, though they carry my momentum through till Friday. Then if I can act right Friday, Saturday, cause see, 3-day weekend coming up and I don't want to give it back. I got a 3-day weekend coming up and you know, I'm thinking about Phillips Barbecue. I'm thinking about something to celebrate. You know it. Probably not thinking about Gus's Chicken at though $22 for eight, no, what was it? $35 for 8 pieces. Maybe some El Campero. I might go to Costco and get something special. I might barbecue even. I might barbecue. And of course, since I'm a barbecue and I gotta do it, you know, the next step, I gotta go buy a grill. Throw my old grill away and go buy a new one. Portable gas grill, of course. Because I got tanks. I got a couple of small propane tanks. I might do that. I might barbecue. I just might do that. That'd be fun. Something to do. Give me something to do and something to eat at the same time. And to be like a project that I can get all excited about and, you know, go through that and film it, of course. You know how I do it, the whole gamut. I might do that. And I can do some chicken thighs. Ooh. I can do some chicken thighs. And I can use my heat thermometer so I don't overcook them. Ooh. And they be all juicy. And I can brine them. Ooh. Cause I brined the chicken thighs before and they came out good. I used too much salt. So I had to like rinse them off. And the first batch was just way too salty. But when I took them and I rinsed them off and I let them soak in just regular water for like 2-4 minutes, that second batch was good. It was just, you could taste the taste all through it. So I think I'm gonna brine. And I brine them all night, so I might do that. Cause it was good. And didn't overcook and put them in air fryer, but only cooked them for like 20 minutes. Stuck the thermometer in there. I got the number I wanted. You know, it was still juicy in there a little bit. It was good, nailed it. So I've been way overcooking my chicken. Or I've been way overcooking all my meat. But I got some steaks in there too, come to think about it. Oh. Go pick up some chicken thighs and some steaks. A couple sides. Oh. I could do that. Or I might leave town. Or I might, I don't know. I gotta do something though. Oh, we're having a recording session Saturday. So that'll be Saturday. That's cool. Cool. See, that's one day. Have a recording session Saturday, which will occupy my time for a little bit at least. Looks like something broke. Oh, there it is. See it? See it up there? These trees. Gotta watch out for these trees. I ain't gonna never forget when I came home from that P-Funk show during that severe thunderstorm and all that lightning and that wind. It was scary. And I was like the only one on the freeway. It was scary. You see lightning continuously all across the sky in front of me. Wind blowing, the car. I'm thinking tornadoes or whatever. I had never seen nothing like it. I think there was tornado warnings too. Whatever. I was like, ugh. And I got to my daughter's house and I saw the trees in her backyard. Them big ass trees. You see them in the daytime on a regular day, they're just standing there all pretty. But when that 80 mile an hour wind start blowing through them, you see them things start moving and doing stuff, you start to wonder if it come down. If they go down, something gonna go down. So it makes you think. I guess that's why they do all that pruning and stuff. Here, I got footage of them tearing down that building over there. And they're gonna build a new theater hall or something over there. They're building. And I think when I saw down the street at the high school, they're tearing down the building. And they're gonna rebuild something down there too. So, you know, as you walk these paths every day, you see the evolution. You can watch the, you know, step-by-step progress of the demolition and the build. And then since you're in it gradually, it's kind of hard to stop and remember what it used to look like. And one of the things I was thinking, you know, just to have something to talk about, I guess, is that at my new building, we used to have a box, you know, by the door that you key code, key box, log in, you know, put in your code to get in the building. You know, we went away from that, and that box is gone. And I was trying to remember what it was like, because that box was there for like, you know, close to 15, 16, 17 years. I used that box for probably almost 2 decades. And then now it's gone, and the lock is on the outer gate that, you know, you got to put it in or buzz in or have somebody buzz you in. So I was just trying to remember. Do I remember what that looks like? If I have a picture of it, I don't know. But anyway, so I'm doing good. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. So we'll have a recording session Saturday. Probably me and Mark Lee, Anthony, Tony come if he can make it. Invited Mello. She might be late. She might not make it in time because I'm like, by the time she's supposed to get there, I'm already tired. I'm already feeling how tired I am. It ain't even Friday. I'm already feeling how tired I'm gonna be Saturday at about 6:30 p.m. You know, to have her come in and her energy and have to go through the whole process of recording. But it depends. You got to play it by ear. You really do got to play it by ear. You really do got to play it by ear. And I should be able to go through it and keep it going and go hard because it's a 3-day weekend. You know, I got nothing else. You know, but I value my quiet time and my downtime and my whatever you want to call it time. I'm looking at my goatee. Do I need to shave or cut the hair off my face? Shaving is not the right word. So I definitely don't shave. I use hair clippers to cut the hair off my face. Yeah. So I'm happy. And I'm thinking, to be honest, I'll probably be 213.6 when I get back. And it'll be a real 213. Because the other day I had a 213.0, and I knew that was an anomaly. I knew that was a harsh anomaly. I knew that wasn't real. In fact, after I got on the scale again, after I got out the shower, it went up 0.2 pounds or 0.4 pounds. So, you know, I know. You know what's going on sometimes. You take the numbers as they are, and you understand that they indicate trend. Even though my lowest number is 213, and I know it's an anomaly, I know it's an outlier, it's still better than having that outlier be 218. Because there was a time when 218, I was happy to get 218. Now, I'm trying not to look to get under 210. I'm just saying, just stay calm, stay relaxed. You know, we know what the next step is. One day at a time. You know, one day at a time. We know what the next step is. We still got a long way to go. So, but we're doing it. And we got the momentum and traction to make it feel like I'm making it happen. So, that's good. I think that's good. Alright, just checking to see if the mic. It didn't seem like it was being loud as it should. I like for it to be loud. It didn't seem like it was being as loud as it should have been. But anyway, swing on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be, a totality of it all, a theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.